Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dan Williams, Minister of Municipal Affairs for the Province of Alberta and also the MLA for Peace River. Guest, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be with you, Kyle.
All right, first thing I want to touch on here is we saw the provincial government come up with its budget recently, and certainly there's been some interesting talking points for various people, but I want to kind of focus on sort of our region here. What are kind of some local benefits, if you will, to the budget? What's it going to bring to the Peace region here?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to have to highlight that the Premier's announced that Fairview College will continue with its campus. The 2026 fall will be accepting students. They're partnering with Northern Lakes College, and there's a transition committee set up. This is one of the big wins for us in the Northwest, especially in Peace Country. That campus has been around for generations and has been a beating heart to many of the trades and therefore businesses that power the Northwest economy. It's a part of who we are, whether you're talking about the Vet Tech program or you're talking about the Finning program or heavy-duty mechanics, you name it. This is an important part of the Northwest of our economy, so I'm very, very happy that Minister McDougall and Advanced Education, the Premier, have decided to move forward with keeping Fairview campus there, and it'll be a new iteration. It will look different than before, but this is one of the big pieces coming out of it.
I also want to touch on, a lot of discussions past a little while, but, money for municipalities, there have been a lot of the smaller rural municipalities have definitely mentioned, hey, yeah, it's not just City of Calgary that needs money for water lines and whatnot. We've got our own infrastructure needs, too, that need addressed, and mm-hmm. I know you've been busy talking with plenty of them over the last few days or so. What's going to be some of the big things for in terms of money for helping municipalities around here?
Well, it's a good question. We have the LGFF, which is a fund that rises and drops with provincial revenue. So when times are good in the province and we see oil and gas royalty revenue going up, then municipalities get to share in that. So this year, it's approximately $800 million province-wide that is going to municipalities. The way it's distributed is on a formula based on how much population you have, but also how big you are, the amount of infrastructure you have. If you have more kilometers of road, the more money you'll get. And so we assign that every year. It's predictable. They know it about 2 years out and ahead of time, so they can use that for funding, which is incredibly important when they're building capital. If you're talking about infrastructure like water, you're talking about roads, you're talking about new municipal buildings, all of that can be used by the fund of the LGFF. As well, we've also reinstated the grants in lieu of taxes, GPOT. And this is a big deal, especially for municipalities like the MD of Peace, where it really matters, being a smaller municipality, the smallest rural municipality in the province. We're supporting them as well with that. But I do think every single municipality across the province is looking at how to efficiently deliver services, looking at how to stay strong and viable for the turbulent time that we know will come. We get the LGFF, but that rises and lowers the tide based on provincial revenues, based on royalty. We need a sustainable diversity of income. So I'm very happy to see that lots of municipalities across the province are looking at where they can partner, where they can find common ground, and where they can take dramatic steps to make sure that they're viable for the ratepayers, reducing costs and producing even better services.
One topic that's been particularly interesting here in the region is the potential for nuclear energy. There's been a lot of discussions happening around that. I know some of the town of Peace River and some of the other municipalities around here have been kind of working on this different committees on that front. And I know the province has been collecting feedback on having nuclear energy sort of in the province's power mix. So I guess what are your thoughts right now kind of on having nuclear power and being here in the Peace region to sort of help power the province?
Yeah, it's a great initiative led by Emily DeJong, who is out of Chestermere, Strathmore, and she's the Parliamentary Secretary for Affordability and Utilities focusing on nuclear. So she came up and did a number of engagements across Peace Country, including two in Peace River. And the report from the province is coming back soon in terms of what does the future of nuclear look like? What do we need to make sure we're taking account of? How could we as a province support it if we decide to go forward? And what are the considerations we need to make sure that we're putting first and foremost for the interest of Albertans? So that report's coming out by the end of the month. when it's publicly released. I'm happy to come and talk again with you guys. Premier Smith is very interested in finding a diversity of ways for us to continue to support Albertans with industry. Of course, we want agri-food value added. We want to see forestry continue to thrive. We want to see oil and gas continue to be a very large part of how we grow as a province. But inevitably, in this crunch and demand for electricity, production through means like nuclear will inevitably be a part of that conversation. And if Peace River can be in the ground floor, if the Peace River and Peace Country area can end up being the start of the supply chain, I think it's something we have to look very seriously at. This region desperately needs to see industry come to our communities. And if this were to go forward, it would be hundreds of billion, tens of billions, maybe even $100 billion worth of investment into our region. It's hard to say how dramatic that would be if it were to happen.
And certainly you've touched on trying to help with some of the industries in our area, you know, the agricultural, forestry, those sorts of things. You know, definitely job growth is a big thing the province has wanted to focus on right now. What are kind of some things that you'd like to see happen to help, you know, especially in the Peace region around here, help with some of those job numbers out there?
Well, we are leading the country when it comes to jobs in the province of Alberta. The vast majority of new jobs created last year were created in the province of Alberta. Out of all 10 provinces and 3 territories, Alberta leads more than all the others combined. It is very, very dramatic how far Alberta has gone to focus on job creation. But being the fastest skater on a slow team doesn't really mean a lot. If you look at the Canadian economy, we know that it's still struggling in many ways. So we're going to continue to focus on new jobs in the province. We're going to continue to focus on economic opportunities. We see investments coming to the province every single day. I want to make sure those investments make their way north to Peace Country, which is why we focus on things like the possibility of nuclear. It's why we look at things like the possibility of value add in agriculture. It's why we want to support all the industry that works and supports all the residents and ratepayers in the Northwest.
And finally, whenever we have guests here, the Trend of 55 Hot Seat, we ask that, add in a little personal question. So the politicians are people too. Of course, we are kind of getting close to spring, I guess, in many parts of the province, although the weather is maybe a little iffy at the moment, but certainly we'll have some of the snow melting, I should say, and, you know, people getting up to more things outdoors. What about with you? What kind of some of your spring activities you're looking forward to getting to here?
I love hiking in the Peace Valley. There are an incredible number of trails, and as you see the aspen trees start to bud, it's so much fun to get out there. And we've been shut in for so long in the cold north, and we've had a heck of a winter with a lot of cold and a lot of snow. So as we see over the coming month, and I know it feels like it's not arrived yet with all the snow on the ground, but it won't be long, I can't wait to get out and start hiking in the trails in the Peace Country.
I have to admit, I'm kind of looking forward to a little bit of that too, but anyhow, Dan Williams, the Municipal Affairs Minister for the province and the MLA for Peace River, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Talk to you soon.